We can use two similar frameworks to help us consider Sarah's reading needs, Do It and Set. Let's take a look at how they're similar and how they're different. Do It stands for describe the goal, outline alternatives, identify needed resources and impact, take action, and celebrate progress and success. Set is similar, much shorter though, student, environment, task, and tools. Both of them are useful for different purposes. Let's take a look at how they're similar and different. Okay, getting started with Do It. D for describe the goal. Now this part is all about operationally defining the goal or the task at hand. Set looks at this and first evaluates the student and looks at their skills, abilities. Environment looks at the learning environment and the physical environment. And then the task is very similar to the D, describe the goal. It's operationally defining the task that's needed. So we can see that's fairly similar. Set adds a little bit more about the context. Moving on, Do It, the O is outline alternatives. This is where we're going to brainstorm about different tools and different strategies that can help meet that goal or help better in the SET framework, looking at the tools, help better meet those task needs. SET now compacts into one item, tools. Now that's where we're going to brainstorm, similar to the outline alternatives, but then also select those tools and implement them. Do It stretches it out, and we see the I, identify needed resources and impact. We're going to look at all the different variables around the resources we've outlined, about cost, training, the student and the team, looking at how we can acquire these technologies. Moving on, T, take action. We're going to actually select the technologies now, identify responsibilities and roles for people to implement the intervention, and we're going to collect data where possible. And with take action, we're going to see how that combined with identifying the needed resources and outlining the alternatives equates in the SET frameworks tools section. So with that, whichever framework we use, this exclamation point at the end of Do It, it's really important to celebrate progress and success. And that can be thoughtfully done where the student can take part in that as well. So we have Do It and Set, two great frameworks we can use to consider learners' needs.